So glad you're saved. Amen. Aren't you so thankful that Jesus Christ, he lived his life in obedience to his Father, and he gave his life a sacrifice on Calvary's cross. He was brutally tortured, mocked, and scourged, but he rose from the grave, conquering death and hell. And so may this be our victory chant, you know, our thought, you know, as we go through every day. And so let us be encouraged by the Word of God before we segue, of course, into the Lord's table. We'll do that towards the end of the service. But you have your Bibles, I trust that you do. Title of this afternoon's message, Remember Jesus Christ. Remember Jesus Christ. Of course, we are to partake of the Lord's table in remembrance of him. So that's a whole theme, that's a whole point. But may it be also a reminder to us that the life of a Christian is not just when we take the Lord's Supper. Oh yeah, I better remember Jesus. I mean, no, it should be every day. Okay, it's not just when we partake of the Lord's table that we kind of get our focus back on the Lord. It should always be on the Lord. But perhaps even more than we realize, the ministry that we have is really a ministry of remembrance, if you will. And so remember Jesus Christ. Let's go to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2. This, of course, is Paul writing to his son in the faith, Timothy, and kind of, you know, encouraging him, giving him some godly principles of how to serve God, of course, is to remember that Jesus Christ. And so 2 Timothy chapter 2, and then we'll see actually that's how he's always been operating, Paul has, and by extension, Timothy. And then even Peter, Jude, some of the other saints that God has used. Okay, the theme of remembrance is such a necessary thing in the life of Christians. And so 2 Timothy chapter 2, and then verse 8 is our main verse. And so 2 Timothy 2, verse 8. And the Word of God says, Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. And before we go to the Lord in prayer, I always try to put myself in the different shoes, you know, just to make it more personable. And I try to think to myself, you know, if I was Timothy, if you were Timothy, I mean, verse 8 is pretty basic. I mean, it's the fundamental of the Christian faith, don't get me wrong, but it's you would think it's a given. You know what I'm saying? And if I was Timothy and Paul's telling me this, I'll be like, yeah, I know that, Paul. Well, of course, duh. You know, and so remember. Remember. Do you really remember this? Because when it comes to the biblical use of the word remember or remembrance, it's not so much like we use the word remember today. Okay, so it's not as though we forgot it or I didn't know it or you know, when I watched that you know, Are You Smarter Than the Fifth Grader? Like, oh yeah, I knew that at one point, now I don't remember it and I forgot it. No, so it's not as though remembering is remembering something you forgot per se. But remembering in biblical context is more in the sense of stirring up to the forefront. The fire might have died down, and so you rekindle it, stoking the flames, let it burn bright hot again. Something that we've always known and never quite forgotten, certainly don't delete it from our memory banks, but it's kind of taken the back row in our mind, bring it to the forefront. That is the application of the word remember, to bring to remembrance. That means keep it a priority. Keep it a focus, dead center, right there, because what we remember, bring to the forefront of our minds is the lens that we experience and see everything through, okay? And it's easy for this fundamental truths and the joy of Jesus Christ, what he did for us, his sacrifice, and then his resurrection. It's easy for this truth that we get it buried by different clutter, different noise in our lives. Bad things happen. Trials, tribulations, stresses, fears, anxiety, bad weather, flooding in our yard. I mean, whatever the case is, which, praise God, is all ebbed away now. But I'm just saying, things that happen, it's easy to clutter this. And so this is the admonition, this is the encouragement from Paul to Timothy and to all of us to remember as we walk in life that Jesus Christ, in other words, keep it locked in right in front of our eyeballs, that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. To know that we have life after death. And so with that context in mind, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Abba, Father, what a blessing, what an encouragement, what a joy from your precious word. Even as we are remembering Jesus Christ, even now, we thank you, Father, for who you are, the unchanging God, our Abba, Father. And so, Father, we ask you, bless now the time, the preaching and teaching of thy holy word. Help us to remember Jesus Christ. And Father, we just ask that your will be done. Anoint these lips of clay, that you would stir and prime our hearts for the Lord's table to come. And we give all honor and glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In his name we ask, amen. Praise the Lord. And so when it comes to remembering in the scriptures, again, it's not about forgetting per se. It's not about having photographic memory, okay? It's not talking about intelligence or IQ. You know, some people would say, oh, I'm just a very forgetful person. That's not what it's talking about. What it's talking about is what's important to us. What's important to us? What's a priority? Because something that is really, really important to us, that matters much to us, we won't ever forget it. Doesn't matter what happens, you know, and it's kind of a carnal fault, I'll confess, okay? But I never forgot my lunch break when I was at work. I could be completely busy. I could have a horrible morning. But guess what? I'm telling myself, well, that's okay. Lunch is in 42 minutes. I can hang in there, okay? But what I'm saying is, based on what I remembered, now, obviously, you remember something that you're fond with, okay? But based on what I remembered, it anchored my mind so I wasn't double-minded. You know, things could buffet me all morning, but I'm okay because I got my favorite meal at lunchtime. So, it's okay. Bring it on. The idea is when we're talking about what matters to me, it keeps us focused on what's important, realigning our lives to God's will when we remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, or the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay, Paul's gospel that he's preaching, but that's his. He owns it. He doesn't want it to be hid. Okay, and so that's, by the way, that's a very good application of the gospel. Is it my gospel? Because then it's personal accountability. Because I have it, an unbeliever don't have it. Don't let our gospel be hid, right? And so this is my gospel. This is what he's sharing. And so understanding that to remember is the tried and true way of how Paul conducted his ministry as we look through this. Again, the Lord's Supper, is the whole point of that is to do in remembrance of Jesus Christ. That's the whole point why we do it, right? And so the idea is that remembering is a tried and true way how Paul conducted his ministry faithfully. I'll just read some verses here. Philippians 1:3, Paul says, I thank my God upon every... Come on, church. Remembrance. Yeah, you know it. Just don't be shy. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. In other words, he doesn't just like, oh yeah, the Philippians. No, he's praying for them. In other words, he's routinely praying for them. So when he brings them up, he's like, it blesses his heart as he remembers how faithful they are. That's wonderful. With the Thessalonians, same thing. Chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. And so as he prays for them, that brings it to remembrance, to his mind, to the forefront, and he's blessed, you know, with how they're doing. And so Paul constantly, same thing with Timothy. Paul remembered him, right? Let's go to same book, but chapter 1. 2 Timothy still, but chapter 1. Let's go to verse 3. Notice this. Same thing, just like with the Philippians. Paul is saying about Timothy, I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers, night and day. And so, of course, how does Paul remember? Well, he prays. He's praying for Timothy. And if you want to remember our missionaries, just make a habit of praying for them. Then you won't forget them, right? When you put things, make it part of a habit, part of your daily routine, you bring it to remembrance, and then you're faithful in that regard. Paul remembered, in fact, the list goes on here. Again, the word of the day is to remember or remembrance, okay? And Paul remembered Timothy's mother and grandmother. Go to verse 5. And this encouraged Paul as he's thinking fondly of these ladies. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. And so, keeping with the theme of remembrance, Paul is saying, Timothy, I remember you. I remember your mom. I remember your grandma. And so now I want you to also remember to do this. So verse 6, wherefore I put thee in remembrance. So don't forget to do this, Timothy. Make this a priority, right? Make this a priority. That thou stir up the gift of God. That is the same idea as kindling the flame. it might have gotten, you know, over wear and tear through time. The flame kind of dies down, not burn as bright or as hot. Stoke it up, okay? So stir it up. Which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. He's talking about the empowering Holy Spirit of God, some of the spiritual gifts that Paul imparted to Timothy, to stir that up. This is a very similar charge that Peter gives to believers. Okay, it's a very similar charge that Peter gives to believers. In fact, if you go to 2 Peter, turn with me to 2 Peter. We'll come right back here, but let's go to 2 Peter for now. 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1, let's go to verse 12. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 12. Different human author, but guess what? Same Holy Spirit. Amen. And so the charge is the same because it's, you know, God is dealing with we forgetful people. Again, forgetful not meaning you completely don't know it, but we don't prioritize it. The idea of remembering is to refocus it, bring it back into a burning, kindling fire that's red hot for God, and to have our priorities where it should be. So that is the task that we have to remember Jesus Christ. Okay, so let's go to verse 12, 2 Peter 1, verse 12. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in what? Remembrance. I mean, again, this is not teaching them anything new. They already knew it. That's the whole point. It's just keeping it in the forefront. Keep it in the forefront. Keep it in the forefront. Things happen in work. Keep it in the forefront. Things happen in life. Keep it in the forefront. Always bring it back to remembrance. It's an ongoing thing of these things. Though you know them, again, they already know it, and be established in the present truth, because God's word is eternal. When we bring it to remembrance, to the forefront, it encourages us and strengthens us in the present. Yea, in fact, Peter continues to say, I think it meet as long as I am in his tabernacle, as long as he's alive, is what he's saying, to stir you up by putting you in what? Remembrance, knowing that I shortly must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. And so during this closing times of Peter's life, he knows he's kind of finishing his race here like Paul did. He says, well, as I'm getting ready to check out here, one of the big things I want to make sure I do is to bring it to remembrance for you guys. So you guys remember this. In fact, look at verse 15. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. So he really wants to get him going in the idea of remembering. So it's not, again, not teaching them something they don't know, but to remember Jesus Christ. And so, my friends, as we go out tomorrow, a new day, you know, and so Monday, you know, back to the, you know, to the grind, remember Jesus Christ. Remember Jesus Christ. That is the theme for the Christian. And so Timothy was instructed to remember, again, keep red-hot fire, the most fundamental Christian truth, that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. Okay, let's go back to 2 Peter, because I want to see what, you know, Paul is speaking from himself. Okay, so let's go back to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Paul is telling Timothy to remember, but don't miss this. And so the colon, I love the colons, because it always, it ties one verse to the next. It gives kind of a cause and effect, what happens as a result of doing the verse before, the colon. And so look at verse 8, 2 Timothy 2. Again, when we remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, colon, because of this truth that Paul always remembered. So every day he wakes up, he remembers, I'm to live for Jesus Christ. That's a wonderful thing. Because what you remember, who you remember, determines how you go about it, right? You know, oftentimes my wife would say, well, go, don't forget to get milk. I got it. Well, you know how it's going to end. I'm going to forget to get milk. And because I forgot to get milk, I go the wrong way, right? And so when remember Jesus Christ. And so because Paul remembers Jesus Christ, now he's telling Timothy and you and I, this will happen to us if we remember Jesus Christ. Colon, verse 9, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. And so Paul was okay suffering even unto bonds because he was remembering Jesus Christ. This is why he does what he does. But the word of God is not bound. Amen. Praise God. Can't stop God's will. Amen. I'm just part of that. I'm just a vessel to share God's word. Amen. Verse 10, 4, I endure all things for the elect's sake. Because he remembered Jesus Christ, he was willing to endure all things, suffer all things, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. This is huge. Remembering Jesus Christ, even though he died for you and I in the past, strengthens us for the present. In fact, he goes on, verse 11, it is a faithful saying. In other words, don't forget this, Timothy. It's a faithful saying. It's always true. Okay, remember this. This is the first, verse 11 and first half of verse 12. This is to encourage the saved, to encourage the believers in Christ. For if we be dead with him, we shall live. We shall also live with him. I mean, just imagine if all day, in spite of all the threatenings, all the persecutions, all the heartache, all the pain, physical pain and emotional pain that Timothy and Paul would go through, can you imagine if all they remembered was this? If we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. And then that mantra just kind of keeps going through, that truth keeps cycling through their head when they're getting whipped. If I suffer with him, I will reign with him. I'm just saying this, when we remember, it keeps us focused, okay? And then the warning to the false professor, if we deny him, he also will deny us. And then verse 13 is the encouragement to the struggling Christian. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. And he has promised me that he will love me forever, that nothing can separate me from the love of God. I'm so glad that I go to heaven, not because of how much I love God, but because of how much God loves me. Amen. And so even when I mess up and like, Lord, I believe, help them, I unbelieve. Even when I drop the ball, he remaineth faithful. And then, as undeserving as I am, I quote 1 John 1:9, and he forgives me. He is faithful and just to forgive me. I mean, that is so awesome to be a Christian, to be a child of God. Really, we can't go wrong. In fact, we keep going. So verse 13, again, what a reminder, what a joy. Now, Paul has this. He wants Timothy to remember it. Now, look at verse 14. Of these things, put them in remembrance. So now, okay, Paul is saying to Timothy, I got it. Timothy, I want you to get it. I want you to remember. Don't ever forget. Forefront. Always remember it. Now, once you got it, make sure they got it. Okay, make sure everyone else gets it. Of these things, what they just talked about, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit. How many times we fill our head with words that don't mean nothing? Commercials or words of unbelievers, doubts, whatever junk is out there. Don't let it take up real estate in your mind. Fill your mind with God's word, with God's promises. But to the subverting of the hearers, it's to our own detriment that we hear these. Okay, so this was Timothy's charge from Paul. Paul got it. He wanted Timothy to get it. And once Timothy got it, he wants everyone else to get it. And so, may we get it. Remember Jesus Christ. Okay? In fact, this has always been how Paul has operated his ministry. Really, it's we are all in the reminding ministry, right? We all have a reminding ministry that we need to constantly work at. If you go to 1 Timothy, turn 1 Timothy one book back, chapter 4, verse 6. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. Word of God says, if Paul to Timothy, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, wherein thou hast attained. Past tense. He already has it. But keep it fresh. Keep it remembered, okay? And so, of course, may all of us, may we remind one another, hey, God loves you. Hey, we have victory over death. Maybe encourage one. Coming to church helps, because that's how we do that, right? Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, same thing. The remembering ministry. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Notice what Paul writes to the Corinthians about Timothy. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. For this cause have I sent unto you Timotheus, that's Timothy, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord. What will he do? Who shall bring you into what? Remembrance of my ways, which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. Not that they've forgotten, but to reprioritize, okay? To refocus it, to ignite that flame that might have waned, okay? Let's go to 2 Peter. 2 Peter. Now, this is Peter, not Paul, but same God, same Holy Spirit. 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. Let's go to verse 1. Just the first verse. 2 Peter 3, 1. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of what? Remembrance. Don't forget. There's only so much Bible. I mean, there's a lot of it, okay? But Genesis to Revelation, this is all we need. And the idea is not to get Bible 2.0. No, don't correct God's word. Just, we have it, read it, love it, remember it. Remember Jesus Christ. Bring it to the forefront. Jude. Right before Revelation, we'll have Jude. Go to verse 5. Perhaps you can probably guess the theme of the verses, but let's go to Jude 1, verse 5. I will therefore put you in remembrance. Again, this is not Peter, this is not Paul, this is Jude, but same Holy Spirit. Though ye once knew this, this is not new facts, but it's easy for us to forget, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believe not. God hates idolatry. He wants us to trust in Him, right? Not self, not man, not doubt Him. Trust God. Don't be double-minded. As we remember things, it anchors our mind and focuses us on God. Let's go to Psalm 77, and then we'll close there. Psalm 77. Psalm 77, of course, looking forward to partaking of the Lord's table in remembrance of Jesus Christ. Amen. That testifies to His death, but also His resurrection and coming again. So Psalm 77, let's go to verse 11. Verse 11, Word of God says, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. And then verse 12, I will meditate. That is the same as the Psalm 1, right? But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his word doth he meditate, you know, day and night. And so meditating, remembering God and his promises and his word is how we fulfill the meditating. It's how we do the meditating. You know, it's not emptying of ourselves, it's the filling of ourselves. And so we remember God's word, we reprioritize, get the clutter, all that doubt, all the current events, get that out of there. Remember Jesus Christ. So I will meditate also of all thy works and talk of thy doings. That's a wonderful thing, because we speak what's on our mind, right? That's just human nature. I got a fender bender, I come home, I'm telling my wife, you won't believe what happened. I got to, you know, because that's right in front. What's in the forefront of our mind is what we speak. When we remember Jesus Christ, automatically you'll be talking about it, because that's who's on your mind. May we do all things in remembrance and for the power and glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Amen. Abba, Father, thank you again, Lord, so much again, just from your word. As we meditate upon it, as we remember that Jesus Christ is alive forevermore, that he died for my sins, that he rose from the dead, that he has conquered death, that we have eternal life. Father, truly, the more I remember him, the less I'm fearful. The more I remember him, the more I want to serve him. The more I remember him, the more I want to do what you tell us. And so, Father, what a blessing. And Lord, I just pray that you would have your way and your will. I pray, Father, that you would bless the Lord's Supper to come, and that we be a thankful people in Jesus' name. And so why don't we do this, my friend?